Hello.
Hi, Juan. I'm sorry I missed your call. I stepped away from my desk real quick. And then
it's okay.
Called. I'm sorry.
All
right. So I just wanted to make sure I called you back. So how can I help you? Did you have other questions or?
No, I was just pretty much saying, I want to get it done.
Want to get it done? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And you did get the email I sent you, right?
Yes, I saw the email. If,
perfect. Now, is that the best email for us to correspond with you as well? When we send you receipt and stuff? Okay, that's what I need to know. Okay. Juan, what is your last name? It's just for the account purpose here with us.
Olivares.
Olivares. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, the number that I do see associated with the business is the 210-323-8203, right?
Yeah.
That should always be the number listed. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Let me do this. And then, let's see. I show it reading currently as River City Environmental LLC, right? That's how it should be listed? Okay.
Yeah.
What address did you verify it at? Just so that we have on file, that address is not going to show on Google.
The address is, I think, 8438 Western Way.
Western Way?
San Antonio, Texas, 78254.
Okay. Perfect. And then I've got your website link is there. Okay, let's do this.
You're also going to do Google Ads, correct?
Well, if we're doing Google Ads, that's going to be more. And you have that company already running your Google Ads.
Right, so, but I'm going to just cancel with them because it's not with the contract with them.
Okay. So let me ask you this. You've been investing $2,200 a month in Google Ads, right?
Right.
Is that what you still want to invest in Google Ads?
No.
Okay. What are you thinking of allocating? Half of that to your Google Ads?
Probably half of that. I mean.
Okay.
Because you're saying what you said to me. Well,
let me sacar la cuenta. So let me tell you.
Local maps, right?
The local map. So the package I offered you va a cubrir the local map.
Uh-huh.
The Facebook ads. Okay.
All right.
The directories submission, which is Apple Maps, Yelp, Bing, okay? And then the mobile platform. We can allocate Google Ads if you want.
How does that compare to Google Ads? What do you think I get
more? You're doing now? Let me tell you. The more Google products you have, the better the conversion, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Google Ads, I know you've been doing 2,200 with them. You could always start with $1,000 in your Google Ads with us and then see the traction that you're getting. And if you feel like you need to upgrade more, like add more to your Google Ads or your Facebook Ads, you always have that option. You know what I mean? So let's figure this out, right? Vamos a sacar la cuenta, okay? So, right now, what we're talking about, okay, is $6.99 a month. $500 of that is going to your Facebook ads. The $199 is just for, is for the management of the local SEO, which is what we call the local map, right? First page. Now, you're going to have the one-time $99 setup fee. Okay, so today you would be paying $7.98, all right? And then every month after that is $6.99 a month, okay? Now, we could add $1,000 if you wanted to your Google Ads, and we'll manage them. You're not going to incur click fees because we're managing those ads. So your budget is going to be the $1,000, right?
Mm-hmm.
If we do that, then what it's going to do, it's going to make your monthly is going to be $1,699.
All right.
And then the $99 setup fee. So estuvieras pagando $17.98 today to get it started. $1,000 goes to your Google ads. $500 is going to your Facebook ads. The $199 is going to the, what we call the local SEO. Okay. And it's just, it goes month to month. We'll ask you to stick it out 2 months. But remember, if later on down the road, you're like, you know what? This is giving me good traction, but I want to invest more in Google ads. You could always do that at any time, or invest more in your Facebook ads. We could start you off at this amount. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah. I think right now I'll just do the original one.
Okay.
And not the Google ads, because I have it currently with them. Let me cancel with them first, and I can always just add that with you, correct?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. If you say, just call me. You have my number, and just say, Nadine, listen, I want to go ahead and upgrade. I want to include now the Google ads, right? And we can do that.
Right.
Okay. So let me do this. I'm going to also text you right now the number to our customer service department. We're always here for you Monday through Friday from 7 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon Pacific Standard Time. So remember I told you you're 2 hours ahead of me. So we're always here for you 9 to 6, okay? So I want you to save our 877 number, Juan, in your contacts under our company name, Local Splash, so that way you never lose our phone number, okay? Are you driving right now? Yes. I don't know if the text came through. Did you hear it? Okay, perfect. I also included your login credentials for your client dashboard. So your login is your phone number. That's your username with no dashes and no one before the area code. And your password is all lowercase, one word, good photos. Okay? Okay. And then I'm going to send you this other email. It just gives you an idea of how our tracking and reporting system looks. It's one that's going to say client dashboard and analytics. So this way you could take a look at how the reporting system looks. Okay. So let me send you that email. And then this is always the best number for us to contact you on as well. Correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Olivares with an S at the end, right?
Correct.
Okay. Now, the card that you're putting on file, Juan, does that card have your name, the business name, or is it in both?
Both.
How does your name read on the card?
Juan Olivares.
Okay. No middle initial, right?
No.
Okay. Okay, no worries. Take your time. I want you to be safe while you're driving también, okay?
Yeah.
Don't give me a patatus over here.
Yeah, that's the middle initial, C.
What's the middle initial?
A C.
A C? Okay, C like cat. Okay. And how does the company name read on there? Is it the whole name or just part of it?
It's River City ENB LLC.
River City ENV, like Victor, LLC, right?
Right.
Same billing address?
Yes.
Okay. Is it a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
That's a Visa.
Visa. Okay. And what's the card number when you're ready?
Hold on.
No worries. Take your time.
Okay, let me see the way the car reads. It's the River City and then N E N V I R O N M.
Okay. LLC, right?
No, 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 it doesn't.
No LLC. Okay, so ENVIRONM.
M.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, got it. The ENT is missing. And the LLC.
Right.
Okay. All right. And then it says Juan C. Olivares on it. And then same
right.
billing address. And you said it was Visa. Okay.
Okay. Let me see. And how's the billing going to do? Is it going to be?
So I'm going to actually walk you through it first. So before you give me the card number, I'm going to walk you through our 90-second voice verification recording because it's going to outline our service agreement. It's an added form of protection for you that we send in writing with your invoice. And when I'm walking you through it, Juan, if there's something that you don't understand, I want you to stop me and ask me, what does that mean? So this way I can review it with you and then rephrase it. I want to make sure that you have clear and firm understanding before we process your payment. Okay? Now, I'm also going to put a security question on your account to protect it, and you could choose your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name. What do you want for the security question?
My dog's name.
Your dog's name? Okay, what was your pet's name?
It was King.
King? Okay. The reason that I put the security question is that whenever we call you, I want you to always ask, what's my security question, so that you can confirm it's us calling. If anyone ever hangs up on you when you ask that, then you know it wasn't Local Splash. If they refuse to give you the security question, disconnect the call. Okay?
Okay.
So we do it to protect your account here. Now, I'm going to turn on the recording, okay, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of the order, please state the name of your business. So here you're going to state the name of your business.
Oh, I'm sorry. River City Environmental, LLC.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Juan Olivares, President.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, Juan, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, I want you to please be advised that you may get calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Now, sometimes we'll call you like with an update or we might need something from you. We just ask because we know sometimes you're in the middle of a job. You can't just pick up the call. So we're just asking you to respond within 24 business hours, okay? Keep that open communication with us. Now, get into the habit of always asking what's my security question so that you know if someone hung up on you, you know it wasn't us calling. Okay, we're not going to call you to ask you for more money. Okay?
All right.
Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Let me explain it first, too. I know you answered yes, which is correct, but I still want to explain it. We know you're doing Google Ads with the other company, right? It won't interfere with what we're doing. We know that you're doing Angie's List and Angie's Ads, and that's okay. Anything else that you do aside from that, okay, just give us a heads up and let us know so we can make sure it's not already something that we're providing you. Because one, we don't want you spending more money if you don't need to, and it could interfere with what we're doing. Okay?
Okay.
So just let us know. Other than that, like if you want us to start managing your Google ads, give me a call so that way I can have them upgrade you. Okay?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, okay, which is March 25th, 2025, in the non-refundable amount of $798. Now, as I mentioned to you, Juan, this is a two-month verbal agreement. I'm asking you to stick it out 2 months. So your second payment will automatically be charged on April 25th, 2025, in the amount of $699. Now, once that term is completed, okay, once the 2 months are completed, your agreement's just going to automatically renew each month on the 25th day in the discounted amount of $699. However, you may pause or discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. That's the number that I texted you to save in your contacts under Local Splash. And that number is 877-635-6225. If you choose to pause or cancel the account, we ask that you contact us at least 3 business days before your billing is due so that way you don't get charged. There will be no cancellation fee, okay? So if you need to pause it or cancel it, just remember, you got to call 3 business days before the 25th, okay?
So by the 22nd.
Yeah, so I would say the 22nd to be safe, you know?
Yeah.
Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I'll update the package, and then you said Visa, right? Let me just make sure I mark that on here. Okay, give me 1 second here, and then, okay, I'm ready for the card number.
It is 4259.
Mm-hmm.
0900-0559-8587.
Let me repeat it back to you, okay? 4259-0900-0559-8587, correct?
Yes.
Expiration month and year?
0926.
09 of 26, and the CVV code on the back?
644.
Okay. And then I have your security code. You said King, right? For your pet.
Yes.
I just wanted to make sure I put that correct. Okay. Give me 1 second here. Bear with me. Love it. Okay, so I just have my manager updating it for me here. Now, while he's doing that, in a couple minutes, when I process the payment, you're going to get a receipt sent to you both email and via text, and we'll go over that. I need to schedule a client interview for you tomorrow. Now, the client interview, Juan, is where the magic's going to happen, not with me, even though I think it is, pero no es cierto. So, how does your schedule look for tomorrow? Because I block out an hour, and the appointment can take about 30 or 40 minutes, sometimes a little bit longer. You know, Juan, it just depends on how many questions or details you have. But I want to make it at a time that's convenient for you. So how does your schedule look?
Tomorrow, I would say around 2:30.
2:30? Okay. So I actually have tomorrow, let me tell you what time I have, and let me know what works for you, okay? Tomorrow I have, because between 2 and 3, they're taking their lunch. So I actually have a 3 to 4 your time, or if you need earlier, I have 3 to 4, 4 to 5, and these are your time zones, 5 to 6. If you need something earlier than that, then I can look and see what we have for earlier. Earlier would be como de 1 a 2. 1 to 2.
Okay. Let's do 5 to 6.
5 to 6? Okay, perfect. Let me send you a calendar invite. You don't need to do anything with it, Juan. It's just letting you know that tomorrow we're going to call you between 5 and 6 o'clock. And we're going to be calling you from an 877 number. So just make sure you know that you're answering all calls within that hour. If for some reason when we call you, like let's say you're in the middle of something and you need 5 or 10 more minutes, just pick up the call and say, can you guys call me back in 5 or 10 minutes? We will call you right back. Okay. If that time's not going to work for you and you need to reschedule it, then we'll reschedule it. Not a big deal. But the sooner we get you through the client interview, the faster we're moving too. Okay. Now, I'm going to send you also a reminder an hour before your interview just to remind you that it's coming up in the next hour. Okay. In case you forget. All right. Okay. Now, I'm going to go over a few notes. He's still working on the package for me, so I haven't processed your payment yet, but I do want to get you through your notes, okay? So, when we're talking about, let me ask you this. Is there anyone else that you want to authorize on your account to make changes? Or is it just going to be you?
It's just going to be me.
Okay. If at any point you want to also authorize someone else, let us know so that way we can put it on the account. Because if anyone were to call on your behalf, we're not going to speak with them. We're going to tell them we need to speak with one because you're not noted on the account. Okay?
Okay.
Now, you want me to put abatement y que más. Like, what do you want me to notate on here as far as, like, all your services? So that way they know where to start from. Asbestos?
What do we do? All we do is asbestos removal and asbestos abatement. That's what it's called. That's it.
And is okay for both residential and commercial, or do you have a preference? Okay.
Mm-hmm. For both.
Okay, asbestos abatement, asbestos removal. Do you do the demolition or no? Because I saw it.
No, we don't. We did. We started, but we don't do it anymore.
Okay. Okay. Now. We need to have them change that part of the, demolition, right? The one that I read on your Google Business profile?
Yes.
So, no keyword of remediation, right? Mold, do you want me to put mold removal or no?
No, no.
Okay. So, you know how it says demolition contractor, right? We need to have them update it, correct? So that way it says environmental, because I thought I saw some that said environmental.
Okay. Who is that? Who needs to change it? Who are you talking about?
Okay. On your Google Business profile, right?
Yeah.
Are you looking at it right now?
No.
Okay. So on your Google Business profile, when you're looking at it, it shows, you know, your company name, right?
Right.
Underneath your company name, you have your reviews, and underneath of that, it says demolition contractor.
Okay.
Okay. Do you want it to stay like that? Because when I saw other ones that their profiles, like on some of them, you know, because some of them are asbestos testing companies, right? There are some that say demolition. There's one company I saw that says environmental consultant in San Antonio, but that's not really, like, you're not the consultant. You know what I mean? So it's not hurting you or anything like that. I'm just letting you know that that's what it says. Some people put water damage on theirs, but I see some of them.
Leave it?
Okay. Perfect.
Yeah, just leave it. If it doesn't affect me, just leave it.
Yeah, it doesn't affect you. So, okay, I just want to make sure. I just like to cover all bases. Okay.
No, that's fine.
And you're licensed and insured, right? Not that it's a requirement. I just like to notate it on here.
So
both. Okay. And then I'm putting on here, we'll create his personal Facebook. Personal Facebook page and provide link. And the link, you could text it to me. You know how you texted me earlier? You could text me the link once you do it. Okay, and I'll attach it. So that way they're aware that this is it. So Facebook ads, you want to reach the 50 miles or do you want to pick specific areas?
The what, the Google, what was that?
On the Facebook ads?
Uh-huh.
Did you want to pick specific areas? Or do you want me to put it at 60 miles?
Yeah, 60 miles is fine.
Let's do 60? Okay.
How far can I go?
That's what I'm going to find out for you right now to see if we can go any further than that. I know 60 is typically tops, but let me ask them just to double check to see if we can go a little bit further. Let me go here while I'm waiting for him to respond. Let me do the other questions también. I'll put 60 for right now, but if we can go further, he'll let me know. Do you prefer when we communicate with you, phone calls, text messages, emails, all three, phone and text? What's your preference?
All three is fine.
All three. Okay. And then I'm looking your hours of, I don't see your hours of operation on your Google Business profile. What are typically your hours?
From 8 to 6 is fine.
Monday through Friday or Monday through Saturday?
Saturday.
Monday through Saturday, 8 to 6, right?
Yes.
What forms of payments do you typically take? Do you do cash, Zelle, Venmo, Cash App, PayPal?
Cash, check, and, Square.
Square? Oh, so you do the credit debit? I love Square.
Yeah.
When I used to be at, you probably won't believe me, but you know what a taquera is, right?
Yeah.
My husband and I, years ago, before he got sick with cancer, we ran a side business. We were taqueros on the weekends.
Wow.
We would do weddings, bautismos, quinceañeras, all kinds, funerals,
Wow.
But on the weekends. And I used to use the Square app because it was so easy to do my invoicing. And then when I would do my taxes, it just made it easier, because
yeah.
it gave me
yeah.
all the breakdown. I loved it. And it's so convenient because
yeah.
they just click on the link and they put in their payment, right?
Hasta más right. That's what that's what I use and I like it too.
Good for you. Good for you. Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, it's Square's so good. I recommend it to anybody who doesn't use, and because me, I had it connected to my personal account. So I had a credit union. It wasn't like I had to have the business account, with the bank. Porque mm-hmm. antes tenía Wells Fargo, but then they were charging too much money. I was like, yeah, I'm over it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're a little high.
Yeah. They're a little pricey. It was good until when they started charging me. Like the last year that we ran the business, they started charging me all these little fees. And I'm like, what is going on?
Right. I mean, I don't use it that much, the Square, because everybody usually pays with a check.
Okay.
But that's when I use it, that's what I use. Let me see. Let
me see. Yeah, I think 60 is going to be the tops right now. I'm just waiting for him to respond because the way he's explaining it with the low. Okay. We could do a radius. He's saying a 50 miles when we add each area. But I'm trying to see then how many areas. I'm trying to see how he explains that. So I'm telling him, can we push it for the 60? Okay, I'm waiting for him to respond. We sent you, there's quite a few different emails and text messages that you've received. So there's one that'll say initial invoice. I don't know if you're still driving, if you could pull it up. I want you to be safe, though. If you're driving, then I'll just explain to you what it is. So when you get to a safe spot, then I'll need you to pull it up.
No, I see it.
Okay. So initial invoice, when you open it up, it goes on to say, Juan C., thank you for choosing Local Splash. A copy of your invoice is located below this email. Please click here to accept your subscription terms. Is two sentences right below. Do you see that?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. You're going to click on that. Now it's going to open up a page, Juan, that's going to tell you at the very tippy top, Local Splash, Terms of Experience.
Okay.
Okay. Now I need you to scroll towards the bottom. It's like in the middle, going towards the bottom, excuse me. It'll say mobile phone, and it has your phone number.
Hold on.
Okay. And you might have to turn your phone sideways, a veces like horizontal, because vertical might cut it off for some reason.
Okay.
So you'll find where it says mobile phone and it has your phone number, and there's going to be these three boxes that I'm going to explain to you, because you'll need to click in each box. So the first box is saying that you agree to receive text messages, okay, to your phone.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, the next one says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the credit card and that the information is true and correct.
Okay.
And then the other one says that you acknowledge that this is automatic and reoccurring payments, meaning that it's going to be every 25th of the month is your billing date, and it's automatic. The $6.99.
Okay. And that's your new way to do it?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Because it's going to be every 25th. It's not going to be the 24th or the 26th. It'll be the 25th.
Okay.
And once...
I was just reading on here that it says that it takes probably 45 to 60 days to see results.
I'm going to go over the timeline with you. So in your case, it might be a little bit different, right? So let me share the timeline.
Okay.
So, starting from tomorrow, 5 to 7 days, your business Facebook page is created. You're listed in the directories as well. So that way you can start tracking your results with us. Okay? And those can start generating phone calls for you too. 7 to 14 days, your Facebook ads are live. Those will start generating phone calls. Now, what we always state in the terms and conditions that you see right there in writing, we always tell you that first page placement, optimization of it, and keeping you on the first page, I'm always going to tell you 45 to 60 days, even though I have seen it many times happen sooner, okay? In your case, it could happen sooner because you already have the Google Business Profile. What you're going to be doing is adding us on as managers. You hold the ownership. We're just managers. So it could happen sooner for you, Juan, but I'm still going to say, I'm still going to stick to the 45 to 60 days just because I would rather under-promise and over-deliver. Now, we do send you notifications. Like, once you're on the first page, we're going to notify you. When your Facebook ads are live, we're going to notify you. When your directories are live, we're going to notify you. Your Facebook page is completed, we're going to notify you. So we're keeping you in the loop as these steps are being completed because we want you to be aware, too, of the work that we're doing, right? That you don't think that we're just acá sentadotes, right, twiddling our thumbs.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
But also, remember, we have the team that's dedicated to doing this work. So when you have changes, when you have updates, reach out to our customer service department. We always want to keep that open communication with you, okay?
All right.
And then at the bottom of that receipt where it says sign, you're going to type your name exactly as it reads there with no accent marks, no periods, just one space, C space, Olivares. And then you'll click on confirm signature. When you do that, it should open up a page that's asking you to put a username and a password. So let me know once you see that. Okay?
So a quick question.
Uh-huh.
So for, let's just say, you say I'm paying for 2 months, right?
Uh-huh.
Right. Because right now I'm getting charged how much?
You're paying right now the $7.98. So you're paying the first month. So those Facebook ads are going to be up pretty fast. I'm still seeing 7 to 14, but it could be a lot sooner.
Right. And I mean, how does those show up since I don't have a Facebook account? How does that work?
That's why I need you to create, just open up the personal Facebook. And if you want, do you want me to send you the instructions on it?
Okay, can, yes.
Yeah, I'll send it to you right now. How to create a personal Facebook. I'll send you the instructions so this way you can see. I'm going to send you this link. It's really super easy. I suggest do it from your desktop.
Okay.
It won't take you that long. I'm going to send it to your email. Let me send it here. So I got confirmation from him on the Facebook ads, which is really good. So the way it works, right, each city that you add is going to reach 50 miles from that city. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. I would suggest, what are the top cities that you like to target?
Obviously San Antonio, Austin, and Corpus Christi, and McAllen.
Okay. So I'm going to write those down in 1 second. Personal, let me send this to you. Instructions for personal Facebook page. I'm just putting the title in there. So that way you're like, okay. So click on this link that I'm sending you because I just looked it up on Google para que sea, you know, faster for you, right? So this way, let me just hyperlink it for you and put click on the link below. Okay, perfect. Oh, come on. I don't want to bold it. No. Hyperlink. Let me see. Click on link below to see how to create personal Facebook. Okay, let me just hyperlink this for you. Why does it keep copying that other one? Get out of there. Okay. Thank you for your patience. I just want to make sure that I do it correctly. Okay, perfect. Got it. All right, so when you click on that link, it'll say it like at the very top, the one that I sent you for the instructions on how to create one. It's real simple. It says you could do it from the desktop or you could do it from your mobile device. I suggest, you know, doing it from your desktop. So you just go to Facebook and it gives you the facebook.com/pages/create on the Facebook website, right? And then it just gives you step by step. You're going to choose a name for your page. So just put, you know, Juan Olivares. That's it. Category, you can say whether you want it pub, you know, you don't even have to put that really, but you just, bio is optional. You don't have to put the bio. You're going to go to click create page. It's really simple. I promise you. It's going to tell you if you want to put a profile picture. That's optional. Contact information, optional. You don't need to put any of that. You don't need to invite friends. Just click done to complete the process. So it might ask you for an email address when you're creating it. You can use your personal email or use your work email, whatever works for you. No one sees the email address, okay?
Okay.
And then just provide us the link, okay? And text it to me on one of the text messages that I sent you, Okay, let me go back to this now because I want to write down those cities that you mentioned, because what he's saying that as long, like we'll mention the cities and it's 50 miles from those cities. Okay, so let me go here. Let me see. Oh, no, I don't want to trash that. I want to edit. Okay. All right, so let's go here. We're going to say San Antonio. What else? What's the other ones?
Austin. Corpus Christi.
Oh, my gosh, where little Joy and La Familia is from. Okay.
Yeah.
You probably don't. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Yes.
That's my favorite. Okay, Corpus
and,
Christi.
Yes, and McAllen.
McAllen. Okay. Oh, my gosh. I should know that. Well, I didn't think you would know, but.
I know what it is. The Tejano.
Little Joey. Yes, I love Tex-Mex. Yeah. Okay. So I put down.
One more?
Yeah, of course. What other one?
Laredo. Laredo, Texas.
Laredo.
Yes.
Okay. Beautiful. Okay. And then if you need to change them or if you want to add more, just let us know. Okay. And then did you sign your name in the box at the bottom? Just one space, C space, and then Olivares?
I did, but it's not letting me,
What's it telling you? I could probably tell you what's wrong with it. What's it saying? Did you put the period after the C?
Yes, it's just, I think it's my phone deal. It doesn't, I don't see anything underneath the.
Turn it sideways.
Name. Yeah, no, it's not, it doesn't go sideways.
It's not showing it? Okay.
No.
Well, when you get home, you could do it from your desktop, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I have
yeah. To. Yeah, because I'll need you to sign it. What time are you going to be home? Do you know?
Probably like in 10, 20 minutes.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to, because I have to head out to go see my heart doctor for my checkup.
Yeah.
I could call you when I get back home to see if you were able to do it.
Okay.
Or I can call you tomorrow morning. I figure probably from your desktop, mejor, no?
Yeah.
So you just got to remember you check off the little boxes and then type your name at the bottom where it says to type your name, but do it exactly as it shows there. Just one space. C space Olivares. No period after the C, and then you'll do confirm signature. When you do that one, when it opens up another page that tells you to put the username and password, then you know it accepted it. Okay?
Okay.
But I will check in with you, so I should be back home como las, I'm going to say probably 6, but that's going to be like 8 o'clock your time. I think that's kind of late for me to call you, right? What time can I call you in the morning?
You can call me at probably 9 a.m.
Okay. Why don't I do that? Why don't I call you tomorrow at 9 just to make sure that you were able to do it or if you had any issues? Okay?
Okay. All right.
So let me call you at 9. All right. Perfect. So that's the only homework that I need you to do es eso que nomás mandas eso. And what I would suggest too, Juan, we like to be proactive, right?
Mm-hmm.
We sent you an email. So whenever... We just like to be one step ahead of the game, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we ask you to send us pictures like of your work tools, your work equipment, your work vehicle, your business license, your business insurance, because we like to have those things in our back office. So if for any reason Google was like, hey, we need this, we already have it. We're not having to call you and now tell you, stop what you're doing, Juan. We need you to send us this. You know what I mean? So we just like to be proactive. So it's one that says action needed for Google verification. You're already verified, but we just kind of like to have those things on hand just in case if Google were to ask us for it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you just send us what's on the list, whatever you have. Whatever you don't have, don't worry about it, okay? Just send what you can. Those pictures are not going to show anywhere on Google, okay? Those pictures are actually just for the back office, okay?
Okay.
So tomorrow, if I'm going to call you at 9 o'clock, just to make sure you didn't have any other questions or you were able to get those two things done, the Facebook page and the receipt. And then we're going to call you tomorrow for your client interview. If between 5 and 6 your time, and I'll send you the reminder an hour before. If I'm not in a meeting or on another call, Juan, it's going to be me calling you to introduce you to the technician. Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to really make myself available to do that because I like to do the introduction. Okay.
Okay. Sounds good.
And I would like to be the first to congratulate you and welcome you to our local / family. Juan, thank you so much for giving us the opportunity to help you. I'm so super excited. Okay. So this is going to be good. So hablamos mañana, 9 o'clock. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, you are so welcome. If you need me to call you earlier tomorrow, just text me, and I'll call you earlier. Okay?
Okay. All right.
All right. We'll talk to you tomorrow, Juan. You are so welcome. Have a blessed day and a good drive home. Okay.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye-bye.